This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Thank you.
This room might sound a little different. Likely not, though. Because these SM58s, sponsor, are...
What's the consequence when you say sponsored
and it's not a sponsor?
Do they come after you? Is Shore going to come
after us? Yeah, like I feel like they could probably, but that would be real dumb of them.
What if they sent us an email and they said, surely we're never sponsoring the show, but it was spelled like...
Well, like, dude, here's an honest question for you. Mm-hmm. Normally lies.
Normally lies on this show.
Normally lies for my friend Mike. has SM58, has Shore ever, have they ever sponsored anyone? Yeah, is anyone sponsored by Shore?
Talented musicians.
I wish you guys could see what happened.
We made the choice not to film this one.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to have to take the mic out of the mic stand. Just slide her right out. And then you're going to want to tighten the fuck out of that thing by give her a spin. Good. Good. Audio, so far, good.
Audio bit.
Just tighten that little sister.
I'm in an interesting predicament.
Yeah, no, I think if you just tighten it.
It's tight, but it also needs to be kind of like on an angle.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay. I'll fix myself.
You can just.
I'll give myself scoliosis to get that good audio. I'll just do this.
No, don't do that. That's dumb.
Why? It's what I do for a living. I do I do this for a job.
Yeah, but that's uncomfortable for you.
I'm okay. I think I got it worked out.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, guys. Welcome to Dynamic Banter.
It's the French version.
I wish I had some French music to pull up.
Hello and welcome to Dynamic Banter.
And today we are going to talk about a French bride.
It's the same guy.
No. This guy's he speaks a little higher. Hold on. I'll do the other guy. Are you ready? Here he goes. You're going to want to close your eyes. Going to want to open eyes. Hi, I am a French man.
Hi, I'm different.
Hi, I'm different than the man you just heard.
Can I get you to... just say anything about some eyes real quick.
But of course.
opening them, closing them,
open eyes, close eyes.
Same guy. It totally more is. Energetic
it is
version.
Like the same guy. It's like the younger version of him.
So maybe that guy's French. Mystery solved.
Well, Tommy Wiseau is rumored to be a French.
Name drop.
Right? Isn't he rumored to be a French?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that
nobody
guy.
Nobody knows.
Except for the fact that he was popular for about 8 months.
Dude, literally nobody knows. Like, there's no... Like, did you see The Disaster Artist? Do you know what The Disaster Artist is?
Was that a movie that came out within the past 10 years?
Yes.
Have not seen it.
Okay. It's a James Franco joint. Uh-huh. And
I know what it is, and it's about that shitty movie.
Yeah, yeah. So it makes you, like, it was okay. People, like, flipped out and were like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
People on the internet said that?
Yeah.
That's crazy how it's one way or the other.
It is weird that you would hear such a divisive opinion on the internet.
You don't normally hear... such a strong stance.
You certainly don't. You don't anymore.
They don't make tweets like they used to.
They certainly don't.
Voicing their opinions.
What if one day highly opinionated, like being highly opinionated just died? Like it just wasn't a thing anymore.
I think we're going that way, but it's not going to be allowed by law to have an opinion.
Oh, shit.
First they get Roseanne, then they coming after the rest of us.
I was about to get really excited about a possible future where
no opinions.
Where no like intense opinion, no like opinions that could cause trouble.
Everything's fine.
I know. Anyway, guys,
how's that new stand-up special?
Is this French? Yes, this is good. This will be good.
Okay,
this will be real good. Hello and welcome to Dynamic Banter. Today we are going to talk about French bread.
Braids or bread?
Braid.
Okay. Can I be up a little bit?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Heard myself.
You can, here, you know what I want you to do? This will probably help you a lot.
What about this song? It's French.
I know. It says Gypsy French Jazz Royalty Free Music. And it has a photo of a French man going like this in front of the Eiffel Tower.
It has a photo of a Frenchman doing an Italian thing. Am I boosting you or something?
No, no, no. You're not boosting me, but this one might help a little bit. How's that?
2-4. Everything sounds the same. Never mind.
Okay, great.
Me and Zoya did a podcast this morning with no headphones on, and it
it's
was the
so
most
weird.
Present I've ever been in any podcast.
Yeah, I know. I know, but like, you gotta hear.
You gotta hear this podcast because you play things.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes.
And I also wouldn't recommend listening to the podcast without some kind of speaker system.
I just
headphones.
Wouldn't recommend listening to the podcast.
That's also good. Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
This is going to be divisive even in this room, but
is it going to start a huge tangent? Like, is this going to be like, are we going to go off?
I don't know.
I just want to say really quick before we go on any kind of tangent,
yeah,
that we are recording this for the first time in the Valley Folk office.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the new home of the podcast production.
So if it's not funny, that's the reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely the setting and not the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead.
So blame the walls if you don't like what I'm about to say. I am done with anyone who tweets publicly anything about like fuck 2018 or 2017 was a trash fire. And 2016 is on fire and everything is a dumpster fuck. And this whole year is bad because I'm having a bad time this year.
Yeah.
Done with it. Disassociated from anything like that.
I there's people still doing that.
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day. And you can't.
Like 2018 be like, and there's that gif of the trash going on the flood, like the dumpster.
Or the wildfires from last summer. Riding into 2018, like
that's a little topical. Would you like something from this little variety?
No, thank you. I actually had the exact same thing the other night.
Isn't it wonderful?
1:30 in the morning.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, they give you, if you go to Whole Foods, you spend $78 and they give you
an adult
four blocks
handy
of cheese. That's really what that is. Organic candy snacks.
Yeah. Or it's like an adult Lunchables.
Sure.
It's like a hipster Lunchables.
Yeah. Like, this is what the kids at private school bring to lunch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I assume.
Aiden is their name.
Hathan. Didn't you say that at some point?
Hathan?
Hathan.
I don't know.
I think it was a Source Fed Days thing.
It sounds like it could be.
Remember that place?
Mm.
This place is reminiscent.
Having trouble. Yeah, it totally is in a way.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like not a studio.
Yeah.
Which is definitely... I think the SourceFed office was like a furniture warehouse or something.
I think it was a cockroach breeding ground.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was ground zero for all the cockroaches
in
LA.
They bred cockroaches out of the pipe.
God!
Oh, look who it is.
Fucking damn it, we're recording a podcast. Wallet
anywhere, I'm sorry, guys. Hi, Elliot.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast. Do you have anything to plug?
This is going to be a problem.
I love that little snack pack.
Yeah, you want some? Have some snack pack.
A wallet?
Yeah, get in there, baby. Get in there.
Do you want my wallet?
Would you like to borrow mine?
I might literally need somebody to buy me gas if I can't find my goddamn.
Like literally right now?
Oh, welcome the resident pauper, Elliot Morgan, with his little hat out and his pan. And he's panhandling. I was gonna give him cash.
Peter panhandling.
Peter panhandling. Panhandling flight 87.
Deep dish panhandling pizza.
Oh,
we have fun.
This
don't
building
we,
has good energy at the moment.
Yeah, we're gonna make the most of this. Yeah,
I like
I mean,
this room,
dude. Me too. It's like it's nice. It's bright.
Sure. It needs more.
Most importantly is it doesn't share a wall with another office in this building.
Or a human being.
Or another human being.
Yeah.
And about 4 people died in this room before we got the building.
Smells like that.
We're working on the smell. Don't worry about it.
You got one of those Glade plugins. Get rid of that stale death in here.
Yeah, Mike.
It actually, to be fair, it smells pleasant in here.
Yeah, it smells pretty pleasant everywhere except the toilet sometimes.
Well, it's like you make a mess and then you sit in it. But it smells like everything Lee bought to put in.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, there was like only one. So like, for those of you that don't know, The Valley Folk is a new comedy production venture from the original SourceFed hosts.
Who doesn't know that listening to this podcast?
I know. I mean, I don't know, man. We get people coming to our shows that are like, my friend dragged me here, and I think you're funny now.
I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to go listen to Dynamic Banter.
Yeah, yeah. The office is being furnished currently, and Lee has been doing a fantastic job getting all the furniture here. It's basically like flea market, antique store, like $20 couches from 1935.
Yeah, but they're all beautiful.
They're great. It's really kind of like a hip mid-century kind of look.
It looks like you can be in detention in every room here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's really cool. I love it, and everybody loves it, and Lee has done a fantastic job.
How does Lee deal with the obvious spirits that are inside all of this furniture?
Dude, there's a chandelier she got.
Yeah.
That absolutely, the first time I set eyes on it, I was like, that's never going to be in here. It's never going up.
I feel that chandelier rather than see it.
Yeah. I already see like a specter just circling it.
Yeah. There are I took a picture with my phone. There's orbs.
There's definitely orbs.
Open orbs.
Close orbs.
Close closet on lighting fixture.
Turn off light. Light goes off.
Light goes off. Goodbye goes orbs.
God.
What were you gonna say before?
I was gonna say that the furniture is all like secondhand, mm-hmm. and Lee has been doing a fantastic job with not spending too much money. She's been frugally finding all this cool shit.
Sure.
And but there was a time when a lot of it was in one room, and I'm talking like old wood.
Yeah.
And like,
it's like the inside of the Ghostbusters trap in there.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember walking into that room and just going like, oh my God,
it's so cold.
This is what, oh my God, I smell my grandma.
Why do I always cry when I go inside Studio B?
Why do I hear my name being whispered in my ear every time I walk into this one room?
Dude, secondhand stuff is it's wonderful and it's very creepy. I have a bunch of t-shirts
so creepy.
That I got from
a dead person.
Well, essentially, yeah. And I always think that I can't masturbate in that stuff.
I know, because
I feel a presence. You know, I have to take my shirt off.
Did you know that?
I have sex or masturbate.
Did you know that when
my
you
my Ramones t-shirt. You cannot have sex in a Bob Marley t-shirt.
Wow, that's
1971.
Dude, that's really sad for Bob Marley.
Yeah, well, there are new. You could still buy a Bob Marley t-shirt at Spencer's Gifts for $13. You can fuck in that thing.
Have you ever just had a like an afternoon Zazzle?
Like a candy bar in the afternoon. What was Zazzle? Wasn't Zazzle?
I'm talking about a Zazzle. Oh, like you're
sure,
walking
sure.
And suddenly, ooh, you have an orgasm.
Yeah, yeah. They call it a daytime emission.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll tell you what that actually is. It's someone masturbating in a shirt you owned somewhere in the world. You
every
feel
time you touch your thing, an angel gets its wings. There are definitely, dude, I've given metric tons of things
yeah.
to Goodwill, and charity, Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. That's when, if there are any people, I know there's people listening to this podcast.
That are wearing one of your shirts.
Close to 41,000 of you that are wearing my Little League All-Star jersey. no, people who, I forgot what I was going to say.
You donated clothes?
Yeah.
Open clothes.
Damn it. I had a good one. And then I started visualizing everything that I was saying. I'm going to have to go back to the podcast and finish it in my car.
Okay.
Myself.
You know what we can do? When you remember, just record it into your iPhone and I'll just cut it right into the podcast.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. That would be very nice.
Yeah. The iPhone
stamp.
The iPhone microphone will sound exactly like this.
Just speak onto it.
And the wind and engine sounds of your car will blend perfectly into the near silence of this room.
Yeah, that's great. do you give a lot of stuff to...
and recently, too.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, good.
If you have a band and that band made t-shirts at some point and you have a box in your parents' house, absolutely give that to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how many, like... What happened to Puerto Rico hurricanes and shit?
Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
You know how many Puerto Rican people are wearing Mike Falzone and the Peppermint Trick t-shirts right now? Because my dad calls up Habitat for Humanity, and he's like, take everything in the basement. Make someone else okay.
How many things?
At least 350.
How many stained t-shirts? Or
stained t-shirts?
The band, Stained.
Remember that song Mudvayne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I learned how to play that because it was two notes, roughly.
Drop that D, baby.
Drop that D, sit crisscross applesauce next to Fred Durst and sing an almost ballad on tour.
An almost ballad.
Dude.
On a dirty rug.
I'm on the outside. Dude, I think in the same year, that song was on the radio and also Eddie Vedder singing the... that like reboot of that 50s song. Oh, where could my baby be? Most depressing year for radio ever.
Yeah. But Eddie Vedder, what a legend, huh?
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Couldn't tell you one name of a man in the band Stained. Jim.
It was there.
Strensel.
Jim Strensel on bass.
Dim Strensel. Jim Strensel.
Backup percussionist Jim Strensel of Stained is in the studio with Tabitha Sorn.
Dude, I went to go see Game of Thrones live. They did like a whole concert.
I remember that. I made fun of it on Instagram.
Yes, you totally did. Yeah, that's right. It was really, and it was funny.
It was good.
And fucking, dude, at one point, they brought out a full band.
It was Stained.
Jim Strensel. Was playing bass.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Dude, the guy on the speaker system was like, and now bringing out Jim Strensel. And
no.
They couldn't even finish his name. And the audience went nuts. They could not believe they got Jim Strensel.
Oh,
I couldn't
God.
Believe it.
Uproarious.
But legitimately, though, who's the guy? The guy. Shit, I can't do the voice. Why have you forsaken me?
Oh, that's System of a Down.
Yeah, so
they're
that
very
guy,
different.
That main guy.
Oh, Serge.
Serge
Ibaka.
Yeah, Serge Chewbacca
is a basketball player.
Serge Blaylock.
Yeah.
He actually did sing a Game of Thrones song. Like he came out. I swear to God, it was amazing.
What the. Red Wedding, put on your makeup.
Dude, it totally was. Like it was a song called The Reigns of Castamere or something. Yeah. It was totally a Red Wedding type thing. But it was
Why'd
great.
You make me fuck my sister? I wanted to.
Why you have to show all these rape scenes? You wanted to.
Why'd you put the bomb under the castle? You wanted to.
Why'd you go off my favorite characters? You wanted to. The song about George R. R. Martin.
Holy shit, man.
You well, gotta, yeah, I have been
I
giving
put,
away shirts.
I don't
yes.
put that band in the same category. I think they were really great.
Oh, that's an amazing band. Yeah, they're not the same as Stained. You're right. No. That's unfair of me to even categorize them.
Oh, no, that's fun.
But we did go from Stained to Eddie Vedder, which is like, come on.
Eddie Vedder, also a legend. You know what So there's another podcast by a comedian named Dean Del Rey, and it's called Let There Be Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much like this stand-up comedian just finds rock and roll figures that he likes, and he interviews these rock and roll figures. So that's stand cool. up and a rock and roll legend.
How does he do that?
Is he just hits people up? He's been going to shows for like, he's like in his 50s. So he's been going to shows forever. So he used to be a musician, so he just hits up all these people, you know? And he's like a...
He's one of those guys that went to so many shows.
Yeah, and he was in it.
He, like, connected with everybody. Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, well-respected stand-up comedian, so they see, you know, he's regular at the Comedy Store, like, all these people.
Wow.
So there's a mutual respect thing happening. But he recently interviewed Brad Wilk, I want to say, from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, cool, man.
And they were talking about how Brad at one point auditioned to be in a band with Eddie Vedder. And Eddie, before practice, lead singer of Pearl Jam, and because most of you are Lily babies.
Pearl Jam is, of course, cum.
It's slang for cum.
It is, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's cum.
That's amazing.
Pearl Jam.
That's amazing.
I know.
Don't let me forget something. I had a band named after cum, too. It's the best band I ever
had. Can't
wait. So there's something there. Okay. Mike Falzone and the Peppermint Trick is named after
cum. Is it really? That's cum?
Because we heard that if you eat a lot of peppermint,
it
makes your cum taste good.
So that's a peppermint trick.
Dude, that's the secret. No, wait. We didn't make anything from ourselves. But we practiced a lot. So before practice, he would tell these people who were even just auditioning for the band. He's like, hey, if you have any extra blankets or if you have any extra coats that you don't wear, just bring them to practice. And so Brad is thinking, oh, this is like extra blanket. You put it under the kick drum so the kick drum won't slide around or whatever.
That's right.
And then he takes all these things and he hands them out to all the homeless people in Seattle.
No
and like
way.
All the homeless people like knew him by his first name.
Jesus.
And he would just do that.
Man, there's good people out there.
That's a very much like a bohemian artist thing to do. There are people who want to call themselves artists or musicians or comedians. And then there are people who just like live just at their means, who give constantly. Not to say rich people don't give constantly.
It's just I think the variable is humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings.
Humble bee. I'll go back to humble bee.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think if you struggled in some way as a youth or as an adult or whatever, you hit hard times.
Helps you have empathy for
other
people.
Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I interviewed Jesus Trejo for the morning show.
He's so fucking
funny. He's the best, man.
God, he's so funny.
And so probably Friday, tomorrow, I'll have time to edit all that stuff. And we were talking a lot about empathy. And he was like, dude, if you could look at somebody else and say, I get it, man. You just fucked up. You know, there's a whole spectrum of things that are forgivable to different degrees. Mm-hmm. But if you could have empathy for people, that's essentially saying like, yeah, I fucked up too.
Yeah.
I'm not like that forever. Yeah. So you could change your life.
It
helps you give people the benefit of the doubt rather than like, I know so many people who are just like, especially on Twitter or even stand-up comedians who just speak in a very heady way. Like, oh, fuck these people for doing this. And it comes off in a way, it's not a great example, but it comes off in a way where it's like, I've never done anything. Like a lot of dudes will be like, fuck dudes now, right? And men
but
are
you're
like
a dude.
This. Yeah, like recognize your fault in this situation or just don't sound like you're above it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. There is a way to talk in which you're not putting yourself on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, it's tough because we are our own world and we are who we are. And
pedestals are so much fun.
And pedestals are so, dude.
I don't know.
You ever been up on a pedestal?
I heard you were trying to get one for the office.
I was, but it's hard for us to get down from the ones we're on.
Dude, I like it.
But we... yeah, it's totally one of those things where it's like, you just have to know that the struggles that you are having, Falzone,
Mike Falzone.
The struggles Falzone's even having, Mike, the struggles you've been having, just basically, I don't know, man, we're all like confused and don't know what we're doing and are just following some path that like either our parents really wanted us to follow or some pop culture thing made us follow or...
stories or something, or you're emulating the life of someone that you love, and you're like, wow, that's how they did it, so I'm going to do that too. Mm. Everyone's just kind of like doing their own thing and trying to make the most out of their lives. And so, God, you just got to know, man, that every single fucking person is struggling too.
Yeah.
Even rich people.
Yeah.
They've got something, man. Everybody's got something. Money doesn't solve all of the problems.
By something, you mean too much money.
Someone's got too much money out there. I was just talking to someone about...
Talking
oh,
to you, Matt Lauer.
We're going into like... I was just talking... who listens? Who's a fan of the podcast?
Matt Lauer, fuck you.
I don't want to get too into politics, but someone was recently talking about a person that supported one party. in particular, and
the Tea Party, Ralph Nader.
Yeah,
talking about Ross
Darth
Perot
Nader,
here.
Darth Nader.
but they were saying that, like, obviously this is a wealthy person who benefits directly from a particular party's views and a particular party's actions, mm-hmm. and that person was saying, you have to understand that. You know, if you're a wealthy person and you benefit directly from supporting a certain party, then obviously you're going to go that route. You're going to go the way that makes you more money, that protects your money, whatever, or whatever you believe it will
Unless you care about other people.
And that's the thing. It's like at the end of the day, it's like even like it's easy to say unless you care about other people. As soon as you say that, a lot of people shut down because they're mm-hmm. like, why do I have to care about these people that, especially people that don't belong here, that weren't born here, that are here illegally? Like, you start to get into this, like, really
like
angry...
your whole family a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You start to get into this whole, like, argument about, you know, just semantics and people turn off. They put the blockers up when, mm-hmm. when you start to go like, but other people.
That's why nothing gets fixed.
Exactly. But another way to think about it is like, you know, a lot of these wealthy individuals who benefit directly from supporting a specific party, their wealth will remain wealthy no matter what party they support.
Yeah.
It's just that one in particular might make them a little bit more
right
in the long run. And it's like,
but it's like,
that's where it starts to get real fucked up.
Yeah. And then everything is like, when you have a lot of money, your family has a lot of money, whether you know it or not, like you got a safety net.
Yeah.
You know, and that safety net, it makes you, I don't want to speak too generally, but it definitely psychologically cuts down on your drive, because yeah. you don't, it's not out of necessity. It's out of like, I got to do something because I know I have to do something. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's exceptions to everything.
Well, to some degree, I feel like in that, to that point, it's just a theory I have, but it's kind of common, unfortunately, that a lot of artists that we love growing up, that we loved growing up, as older people, as very, very wealthy, powerful people, their art is not the same. Their art is no longer from a place of struggling, from a place of trying to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And like a good example, I think, would be like a Steven Spielberg.
You
like,
too. Like, oh, Steven Spielberg, sure. One day I woke up and I had a U2 album on my phone.
And I didn't want it.
All I did was buy the phone.
Dude, that's crazy.
Dude, and
that
then
is
Dean
so crazy.
Del Rey posted an Instagram video from 32 years ago of U2 at like their first music festival.
And they were probably amazing.
Like, they're singing Sunday, Bloody Sunday, ugh. And none of the Americans knew what it was about. Like, these guys fucking rock.
Dude, I know U2 is made fun of a lot, but like, I think they're fantastic.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get to like rock god status.
Yeah.
You know, and not just naming yourself that on SoundCloud.
Right.
Like when you earn that.
Or when you set your AOL Instant Messenger status to rock god. I know that U2 gets a lot of shit.
Rock
and
God was my favorite never ending story character.
These look like big strong hands. That's Thunderstruck.
I like it.
God, how do they do that? They're amazing. Anyway, Jesus, it blows my mind. And they're on, they're in time, and anyway, yeah. God, right? So many amazing people on this planet. But yeah, I mean, I just
fuck 2018,
2018, yeah. But I mean, you know, whatever, man. Everybody reacts to bad shit in certain ways, but
yeah, but you don't have to do it to everybody.
It's true, but I mean, dude.
I get it.
Most people don't realize that when they tweet something, like this is, someone was telling me about how, I won't get too specific into who or what this is, but I was talking to someone who manages a group of incredibly wealthy young people,
mm-hmm.
and that guy was like my age, like mid to late thirties, and he was like, these teenagers just suddenly became incredibly rich,
mm-hmm.
like fast. And it's very intimidating for a lot of them. And it's very scary. And he's like, and as someone who's kind of like their manager, friend, producer, or whatever, I kind of have to like help them figure out, you know, certain ways to be and how to like handle these situations.
Yeah.
And he's like, and one of the main ones is when you are considering dating people,
mm-hmm.
and, cause you know, now that you're very wealthy, people will come to you and women will come to you and men will come to you. And, he was like, you know, go ahead and have fun, man. Go have sex with models and go do whatever you want.
Sure.
But just know that as far as like DMs and texts and emails and Snapchats and anything like that goes, just know that anything you type to these people, anything you type to someone that slid into your DMs and wants to hook up, just only ever respond to them in a way that makes you realize that everyone in the world could see, right. read that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if you're okay with the entire world reading, yeah, let's hook up, here's my number or whatever, or like, let's hook up, let's that meet sucks. Here. I know. It totally sucks.
You imagine throttling yourself in where you think you have the most privacy.
I know.
And you know what? Another thing is like, it's like being able to say whatever you want and owning it.
Yeah.
Is a interesting stance.
Sure. And the internet is forever. And you know, dude.
Tell that to my subscriber count. Man, I just came from YouTube and boy is my subscriber count gone.
I don't have that subscriber count's phone number. Otherwise,
boy,
I would tell you.
Boy is my sub box broken.
Please hit that bell.
Another thing that's... And then hit it again to turn it off. Another thing that's very important, because I know there are some people listening to this who are going to strike gold at some point, because
yeah.
we have a lot of talented artists.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a teenager.
And very smart people as well.
A teenager, early 20s, and you do become suddenly rich, just remember, and this is so important, that you're still realistically bad at fucking.
Yeah, money doesn't make you better at fucking.
It doesn't.
No matter who tells you you're amazing at fucking.
Oh, asking how you are and getting an answer doesn't matter
by
at
the,
all.
In fact, by the time, if you are rich, just know that any compliment said to you
yeah.
is based basically just on your bank account.
This person.
Get ready to never hear a sincere thing
yeah.
said to you ever again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's why it's important to keep people in your life that you grew up with or
who
that were friends with you before you became a rich person.
Yeah.
Because once you are, you will never be able to figure out who's really your friend and who isn't.
No.
It just turns into a nightmare.
Or if you are to become rich, don't let people know about it.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's like the dude in our town, our friend's dad won the lottery. We never... saw him again. Never heard.
Did that really
again.
Happen?
Oh, yeah. yeah
oh,
yeah.
that's the way to do it.
He might be dead.
You just go. You
yeah.
just got to go. Because your life will change so dramatically.
Yeah.
Like, I know people who are, like infuriatingly wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are the most terrible people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And they are constantly surrounded by droves of people trying to suck blood and money out of that person.
Dude.
And it's like, if you're already a piece of shit person, then like, whatever, I guess.
It's just like you have a megaphone now.
Yeah.
Made of money.
And you get that Kanye thing where you're like, I'm God. I'm invincible. Yeah. I have these followers. Rock I have people God. That love me. Yeah. What a mess.
I was at this fundraiser once. They were trying to raise
money.
Was
it fun, though?
And I was there, and they were trying to raise money to open this place. They were talking. They were doing a bunch of activities where, you know, a bunch of people had microphones, and they were saying, this is this person. They're from that. They're contributing to this place and blah, blah, blah. They gave this much money, whatever. And there was a guy who was a little younger than me, and he was up there, and he was being very condescending and an asshole in a way where, like, obviously didn't even know that he was doing it. Just everyone was having fun, and he was like, you know, when people, all their jokes have to be the most important jokes.
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah. It was terrible. So I'm like, I don't like this person. And then it eventually came out that this person had just won the lottery.
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
so they felt like they were king shit of fuck mountain.
Yeah, and then I was like, I'll definitely play the lottery from now on. Because if pieces of shit can win the lottery.
I know.
I'm in.
I know.
And I was always like, Zoya always buys lottery tickets and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, don't. You're throwing away $3 at a time. You're throwing away $5. It's just throwing it away. Or giving it to that guy. And now I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, why not?
Let us know when we win.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like someone good has to win.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Good people win in different ways, like how art is appreciated when they die.
Now it's time to go to our sponsors. The first sponsor today is... Squarespace. Guys, you know about Squarespace. We've talked about Squarespace. We love Squarespace. They've been our longest running sponsor Dynamic Banter.
Thank you so much for Squarespace.
Yeah, real happy about Squarespace. They're happy with us. We're happy with them. It doesn't get any better than that. It's symbiotic. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And we stand behind it because it's just a way to create a beautiful website. Squarespace lets you turn your cool idea into a new website. You can showcase your work, you can blog or publish content, you can sell products and services of all kinds, you can promote your physical or online business, announce an upcoming event or special project, and more. Like, let's say your mom's big old 50th birthday is coming up, or 40th or something, and you want to do a big old awesome thing for your mom, you can create mom's 40th birthday website and send the link to everyone in your family, your friends, and just make it a big old celebration of your mom.
Mom's40thbirthday.com.
My mom's40thbirthday.com. And just, like, you know, put photos and videos and then you could put like an invite to like the party there or something. You know, just the
sell
possibilities
your clothes
are endless.
To save up, sell her clothes on her website.
Without
her knowing, to save up for food.
Sell her favorite clothes and jewelry. Take her wedding ring off while she's sleeping. See how much you can get for it before you sell it.
And throw her the best party ever.
Yeah, she'll love it.
Never forget.
Just make sure to take plenty of pictures of that ring, because I'll tell you what, with this new technology out there, you could just 3D print her a brand new one.
That's been passed down through your family for ages.
This came down from one MacBook to another MacBook. So yeah, guys, we love Squarespace, and they've got those beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online, the ability to customize, look, and feel settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Just a super easy, super straightforward website creating tool. And let's not forget about that 24/7 award-winning customer support. Call them anytime. You got a problem with your website. You got a problem with Squarespace in some way.
365, they're always there, Steve. They get back to you so fast.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike knows. Mike's done this. Mike is a part of the... Mike has a website, MikeFalzone.com.
Mike's40thbirthday.org.
Mike has mom's 40th birthday. Mike's mom's 40th birthday.
And they let me have the apostrophe S in there and everything.
It's a little confusing. Okay, music's... internet connection here is not so good.
Gonna have to rectify that.
Elliot's gonna have to get off the Wi-Fi while we do this. Okay, well, we're having a little problem here at the office. So, and we're gonna let it. So, guys, head to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's right. Go to squarespace.com/banter and then type in that offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase. Hey, think it, dream it, make it. With Squarespace.
The internet has better comic timing.
I know, it's like it's taking my bit. the bad internet connection is just gonna be our new like editing guy.
What if the internet burped for a second?
What if it made a honk sound? Okay, one more sponsor, guys. Oh, I'd like to do a different one, but man, it's not gonna load up, I bet.
You gotta make sure you send me this. Website.
Oh, yeah.
Or not web. You know.
This portion, yeah.
Yes, please.
Guys, Quip is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company that Mike and I fully stand behind. They make just, I don't know, the coolest toothbrushes.
It's a Corvette of toothbrushes.
It really is, man. Like, I know it's weird to be like, oh, toothbrushes. But I love my Quip toothbrush so much. It's got the little suction cup thing that sticks to my mirror in my bathroom. And it's got the brush in that little handle, in that little suction cup thing.
Can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
If today was my first day hearing about Quip, right? We didn't know anything about it. We're just using regular ass toothbrushes.
Right.
If you came up to me and were talking all this mess about the toothbrush, I would be the person to say, your toothbrush is that good.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And you'd be like, wow, okay, Corvette, well, this is obviously a sponsor and you guys have to say nice things about it.
Yeah.
Because they're giving you money and they're sponsoring your podcast.
Uh-huh.
But it's definitely a percentage of that, but it also just so happens that the product is super rad.
Just happens to be the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Actually, I kind of want you guys to know, legitimately, Mike and I have turned down sponsors.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that, didn't we?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we have. Every sponsor that comes to you is something that we want to do.
Yes.
And obviously, we've had a lot of experience with these guys. We didn't have to, but we gave away one of their toothbrushes. We asked for another one to give away.
That's right.
To help people experience. Dude, if that girl is listening to this podcast, she came to one of the live shows, is what this whole story is about. If you're listening, I want you to record an audio testimonial.
While brushing your teeth.
While brushing your teeth.
Let's hear
a complete review of the toothbrush.
Because it's the least you can do for us giving you a really cool toothbrush for free. But yeah, Mike and I have turned down sponsors because we're like, we don't feel like it's right for the audience, or we don't like it, or we didn't, I don't know, we just got a bad feeling or something.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're bringing you guys these sponsors, it's because we actually like them, we've tried them, and they're cool, and we love them.
Yeah.
And that's the same goes for Quip. And Quip would like you to know that most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. And we also forget to change our brushes on time, which needs to totally happen.
Mm.
And that's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing. But not Quip. Because Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes. Bulkier Bartokomus. While still packing just the right amount of vibrations to clean your teeth, Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you to switch sides. It's my favorite part of the brush. It makes me feel like a professional, like I'm doing a great job brushing my teeth.
Yeah. And I totally turn my mind off until the toothbrush shuts off.
Yeah.
Like, whoop.
And then once it's off, you're like, oh, I'm done. Yeah. It's really interesting. It's like creating muscle memory for how you should be brushing your teeth.
I've never brushed my teeth more in one day.
Same, dude. I'm like doing it more and I love it because it's just like a fun, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's really weird to be saying all this about a toothbrush, but it's true. Quip has a subscription plan where they deliver new brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping. So you get a new brush head for your device. It's so freaking cool. Guys, I don't know. I could talk for a really long time about this, but here's the deal. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's an insane deal, guys. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter. That's getquip.com/banter. Get that brush and treat your teeth right, damn it. You only get one damn pair.
You only get one pair of teeth.
You only get two teeth.
And that's it. You decide what to do with them.
You only get two teeth is my favorite. Y-O-T-T.
Y-O-T-T. You remember texting
Yacht. You only get two teeth. I might have to cut this short because I have to walk to my therapist.
Let's do it. Oh, that's so cool that it's in walking
I know. I'm so blessed. I'm very blessed.
Be blessed.
The Valley Folk office, not to geolocate us for any attackers, but it's very close to where I live. And I'm very happy about that. And I'm very blessed. I'm very happy. Hashtag blessed.
I hope we make people look forward to their 30s.
Yeah, me too.
You could
man.
Be in therapy too, man.
Dude,
you could have a toothbrush and be
so
in therapy.
You could have a toothbrush, a space age toothbrush, and be in therapy. There's so many things you can enjoy.
Talk to your therapist and see if they want to sponsor the
Get
show.
Get in on quick. Oh, that's a great idea. Ooh,
promo
dude,
code.
She might be into that.
Promo
She's,
code
dude,
help
I
out.
I love my therapist so much.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been asking her advice about relationships and dating and stuff like that. And her responses are all very much in tune with it all leads to the have fun. Live your life.
Yeah.
Make some mistakes, but don't fuck up.
Don't
like,
get syphilis.
Be careful. Yeah, be careful, but have fun.
Yeah.
And so I'm learning so much about myself, and I'm in a weird time in my life where I'm like a single 35-year-old man
sure.
and in this world of like Tinder and weird dating apps and shit.
Yeah.
And which I haven't touched, by the way. I'm very proud of myself for that.
Yeah, keep meeting people.
Yeah, it's all about just kind of like, I don't know. There's a vast group of people that I respect and love within our kind of like circle, and a lot of them are women that are single, and that's awesome. And that's and it's a good time to
sometimes you meet up with one of those people and they like to fuck and you like to fuck.
Dude, it's really cool when you meet someone that likes to fuck because then it's like you just everything falls into place.
You just end up fucking.
You just end up fucking and it's nice. All right, well, let's do a little history road, huh?
Dad, listen.
Great. Ooh, how about a quiet one?
Shh, it's time for history road.
History. History.
Still have no idea if that's 37 notes or two notes.
Brendan McGeehan sends us a Lee Boy Gray G. Yate. Graduate?
Lee Boy Graduate.
Hey, boys, I just graduated last week, and I just wanted to leave my phone number in case you wanted to call because I loved that bit so much.
Well,
my number is blank. Anyways, you boys have been helping me more than you could imagine these last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of anxiety about death lately that I think is being caused by my transition from high school to college, attending Duke University in the fall. Blue Devil Dynamic Banter fans, hit me up at Brandon McGeehan, G-E-E-H-E-N. On Twitter. This sounds like a lot like a bad plug, and I'm really sorry. It certainly does, but I just want to make connections while I can, boyos. What kind of connections are you hoping for?
Before I
people
die.
That like funny shit? I can't wait to connect with these other people that listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just know that Steve suffers from anxiety, and I know Mike had a run-in with death himself, so I was just wondering how you two cope with it. Thank you for making me smile on my worst days, and here's to many more. Yours truly, Brendan. P.S. If I am fortunate enough to receive a call from you fellas, I'd just love for it to not be after 3:00 Eastern, and I know it's a stupid request, but I just wouldn't be able to answer. Sorry to nitpick you, big bouncy boo.
That's so much.
What's 3:00 Eastern?
And when does the window start?
Not after 6:00 here.
When does the window start, Steve? We can call him at 3:00 in the morning?
Yeah, totally. We could call him right now, but I think it's one of those things where it's like, we shouldn't turn this into a bit that we do a lot.
No, God forbid.
Because we're just going to get so many fucking phone numbers.
So
and,
what?
I mean, all right.
Here's
you're right. We just cannot do it or do it.
If we get 1,000 phone numbers, do you know how many we have to call?
Good point, Mike. Great point. Yeah. I just don't want that to be like, we're going to get like a surge of emails from people and it's all going to be like, I want a call from you too. And it's like, I would just like to hear stories about your life. Like this person.
I want to call from my friends too, but I haven't heard from anyone on the East Coast in 5 years.
So
there you have it.
Brendan, I do want to say that I understand the transition. Big life changes were huge triggers for me in the anxiety world. they caused my anxiety and depression to become insanely powerful. Like I at one point a huge transgender
a huge transgender feeling that I
a
had.
Huge transgender person came into my life. No, like at one point a huge transition in my life created some like agoraphobic shit for me. Like I couldn't leave the house. That's how like crazy shit was for me. So I understand transitions are a huge trigger for me. So I understand that. You know, death is a tough one because it's like mysterious and scary and so finite and. Or infinite,
which means it doesn't exist.
and it's a scary concept, but you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, just like anxiety, you know, anxiety is kind of like the fear of something that could happen, mm-hmm. but likely won't.
Yeah, you won't die.
No one dies.
Ever.
So like death being such a definite thing. Is definitely scary and Mike could definitely speak more to this for sure mm-hmm. than I can. But I do think that it's like it's hard to consider death. It's hard to think about death. And you know, I actually go to Reddit a lot for like death topics. Like r/death is a subreddit where people just talk about death and it's just like some of it's pretty heavy and some of it's like, you know, cause it's people that are like terminal and they're like, I just want to talk. And
yeah.
And it's people who are like, kind of like just afraid of death or people that have accepted death and it's their kind of testimonials about death.
Those people are real fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Good at parties.
Yeah. No, I'm accepting death.
Oh
makes
yeah.
Makes you really good. At
oh
parties.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
Cause most of those people are like real happy and have real interesting outlook.
Yeah,
like you want to talk about a just have fun hedonistic lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah, definitely the people who are like the less fucks that people give, the more fun they are sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But that could go opposite ways too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it is definitely a scary topic. And I recently, because there's been a lot of death in my life, have gone down the rabbit hole of like, you know, death and dying and suffering and getting old and all that kind of stuff. And it can get pretty disheartening and scary, but it's one of those things where it's like, you can't dwell in it. You mm-hmm. just can't. Like,
if you're thinking about death, it means you're still here.
Yeah.
And you're just doing a disservice to your time on earth.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time. And I know it's easy to say, but yeah, there's just so much you can do instead of thinking about death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to focus on that, of course. And all I can say is that for sure, if you face forward and you do the things you love and you surround yourself with good people, the feeling of the fear of death will not take over that.
Mm-hmm.
It will never overpower your want and your need to succeed and thrive and be happy. Which is not to say to ignore death, but definitely there's a good balance of being aware of it and mm-hmm. living your life.
Check
to
in,
the
say hi every once
yeah.
in a while.
Hi, death. You still there? Oh, I knew it. All right. Anyway, gotta go.
No, I'm right behind you, death.
Hey, maybe watch your back.
I heard a comedian say, If we're laughing at death, that means we're not dead.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that because that's totally.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, I could definitely be afraid of bees and spiders and broken glass and car accidents and any possible thing.
Being afraid of broken glass.
Flying. Dude, that's the thing. I mean, there's fears of everything and anything, and a lot of those fears prevent.
Drop a mug. I'm not going.
I'm out of here. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Someone broke a glass. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it could get to a point where you like you don't leave your house because mm-hmm. you're afraid of what could happen, and it's just important to focus on this precious thing we have, this gift we have of life.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to believe it happened from a deity or some cosmic coincidence.
Your dad came and your mom.
Your dad came and your mom. It's Wendy. Definitely, it's one of those things where, Wendy, it's definitely one of those things where you have to live in that idea that what we have is beautiful and unique and precious, and you don't want to squander that, because so many people don't get it, and they don't get to live, and they don't, you know, have a chance.
So many people have never even been born.
So many people have never even been born. Dude, do you remember that idea for
you, Wendy?
Remember the show, Wendy? Remember that show idea I had called Born Yesterday? Did I tell you about it? No. It was based around the voice that Bowman does, the one that's like, "Hey, my name is Danny, and I was born yesterday."
Okay.
It's like based on that inward talking, and it's basically like a 30-year-old man that was actually born yesterday.
How's he so big?
He's just born that way. And
does he look like Bowman?
Yeah. Okay. He's a full-grown man.
And he already knows how to talk.
Yeah, he came out of the womb like grown man.
Okay.
But before yesterday,
that's a
he
tough
was
pilot.
I know. We'll see. We'll see. I got my fingers crossed. Yeah. Anyway, Mike, you want to say something about this before we pile out? I mean, you said a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're definitely not going to call you Brendan ever, but I just hope that we definitely took a lot of time here to talk about you, though.
I'm going
to
text you.
So, yeah, we'll text you.
Personally.
I'm going to text you from someone else's phone.
I sincerely
I'm gonna text
hope...
you from Elliot's phone.
Please don't say the number. I am, I just hope that we give, what's his name?
Brendan.
I hope we give Brendan and everyone watching, I just hope we make everybody laugh. It's the most perfect thing in the world to laugh.
Yep.
And
it's the most rewarding thing to make someone laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And come, to make someone come.
To make someone come is beautiful. And
Wendy.
I think I'm done.
Do you have like the fastest plugs you could ever do
me
in your
life? Me
and
Elliot have a show tonight, Friday, at the Sycamore Tavern in West Hollywood. Also, June 8th, I'm in Santa Monica, the Westside Comedy Theater. June 14th, and these are the important ones, Suffren, New York, at the Rhino Comedy Club. Tickets for that will be available very soon. Fairfield, Connecticut, at the Fairfield Comedy Club. These are all on the East Coast, June 15th. July 31st, back at the Westside Comedy Theater. Nope, sorry, July 31st, I'm at the Comedy Store. And September 21st, I'm back at the Westside.
Do you remember?
But go to MikeFalzone.com or download my free app to see when I'm playing all the time.
Wonderful, Mike. And I hope you guys go to see Mike because he's a very funny boy. Obviously, you know that from listening to the podcast. And also, his pals are funny, too. And you should definitely go to one of those shows because it's really fun.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for listening. My only plug is Patreon.com/TheValleyFolk or TheValleyFolk.com. You can check out that whole thing and see how Joe, Elliot, Lee, and I are doing. And we're having a lot of fun, but we can't do it without your guys' help. And for those of you that are helping, I appreciate you so much. And for those of you that aren't, fuck your ass.
Fuck your ass.
So,
I just wanted to say, I was about to make it so much worse, and I'm so glad we still have a little restraint left. But I'm excited for you guys for this building.
Thanks, man.
Because there's a real cool, like, you know, everything's getting set up and there's shit all over the place and there's pieces of cardboard and I still don't understand that.
And
how
wood.
There's just a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
But it is, I'm talking about these right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and, I can explain.
No, don't want it.
Please, I can explain.
No. It wasn't me. But I'm excited to see what you guys make in this building. And there's a cool feel. Once we get all the death out, there's a really cool energy in this building.
We haven't burned sage in here yet, but we're definitely considering it. Oh, does she have sage?
Do you need an Albanian to come through?
Could
and
she
cleanse this place?
We're going to need one of everyone. So if we can get an Albanian here to clean it.
Room lock.
Would she come in and do that for us?
Hot. Moon says she said bonds on lam.
Is that real?
Now they're gone. Do you feel better?
But that didn't come from a real Armenian.
Armenian?
Iranian.
Nope.
Armando Falzone. Albanian.
Albanian, there it is.
Sylvanian. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Mike, thank you for the kind words, and we hope that you're a big part of Valley Folk stuff too, man.
Pretty busy.
We love you to be in things, but I know you're busy, but it'd be nice to have you in, even if I got to sneak a camera around my best friend.
So many things would be nice.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate your listenership, and we appreciate you checking out our sponsors, and we appreciate our sponsors, and we'll listen to you. Next.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.